ago I met a chava of mine. He just started teaching in a masifta. And he asked me, what's the most important thing a masifta bacha has to know? Naturally, there's not one answer to this question. But I want to tell you, Bez Hashem, something that we all should be thinking about, which we should be aware of. The pasuk in the end of Nitzavim speaks about Torah. Torah is not far. Then the next pasuk continues, it's not in Shemayim that you have to go to Shemayim and get it. And then the pasuk continues and concludes, Kikarav alecha hadava ma'oid, b'ficha u'b'vavcha la'asaisai. And the Mepharshim wonder, what does it mean, Leiba Shemayim hi? He said it's not far. And what does it mean, Leiba Shemayim hi? So one shot, the Gemara in Erev and Nun Hei says, Leitimsa, Torah is not found by someone that's Magbiya Daisai. Gaiva. This we can understand, Allah Lamaisa, Bechol Yoyim, the Yoyim person has to have Anibus. One of the Pshatim, the Gemara says, apparently that's the ik of shat. Rashi Al-Tayr quotes this shat. If it would be in Shemayim, you would have to go up to Shemayim and get the Torah from Shemayim. The Mepharshim are perplexed. What is this? A Taluya Tzur? If it would be in Shemayim, you'd have to go to Shemayim. And how do you expect someone to go to Shemayim? How many ladders do we need? The Yishalmi says the distance from this world in Shemayim is 500 years. How many ladders do you need to travel a distance of 500 years? And if you had the ladders, who lived 500 years to be able to go to Shemayim? But it's a pshat in the pasuk. And obviously it's halacha l'maaseh that we have to know every single day. I want to tell you, Be'ez Hashem, what I think the message of this pasuk of this Gemara really is. The Medrash in Shir HaShirim, Perek Aleph, Ois Lamed Aleph, teaches the pasuk, Nagila v'nitzmecha boy, Bach. And the Medrash tells a very strange story. It was a couple that were happily married, but Nebuch, they had no children. And they waited 10 years, and they realized they have no choice, they have to give a get. They went to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and he said, fine, but one tonight. Just like you got married with such a great simcha, you have to first make a suda, and then we'll talk about gerushin. With gewaldige emunas chachamim, they made a big suda, and they drank, azayva derev gehasten, you have to be simcha. And he turns to his wife and says, listen, this is our last night. Take anything you want from my house and go home. Fine. She waits a while and he drank a little bit and he fell asleep. So she called her avodim and says, pick him up and carry him to my house. He wakes up a few hours later. He's in his wife's, in his in-law's home where his wife lives. And he goes, what are we doing? What am I doing here? We have to separate. So she tells him very simply, you told me kol chayfitz toiv sheyesh li bavayis tluoi. So you told me I could take anything, any good thing. Ein li chayfitz elavach. I only want you, and that's why I took you. So he went the next morning to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and told him the story. And he was a spala, and they had a child. Beautiful, nice. You see, amunas chachamim. But the Medrash continues, and that's the Musa Haskel for us. And that's the pshat in the pasuk, Nagila v'nitzvecha bach, Reikal v'chayma, Madvecha basa v'dam, that tells a basa v'dam, Ein li chepet v'oylem toy v'mcha, Nitzkedu, Yisrael ha-mechakim l'yishuas ha-kadosh baruch hu v'chol yoyim. They're waiting for Yeshua, and v'oymim ein lanu chepet toy v'oylem, Ela ata, Alachas kama v'kama. When a yid says, Ein li chayfetz ela ata, that's what we need. And that's the pshat, Nagila v'nismecha bo. Obviously, it's a very mysterious medrash. What does it mean, Ein lanu chepetz toiv ela ata? And what's the hemshich with Nagila v'nismecha bo? This is what I think we have to know, Rabbi Say. You know, we all know the godless of the Ktsois HaChoshen, who left us with a Yerusha, the Ktsois, the Shef Shmaitza, and his brother, the Kuntis HaSveikis. But we don't know who their parents were. I could tell you a little bit about their parents. I once read this, you have a Kabbalah, Aid Me PA, from the original source. It's printed in one of the prints of the Shef Shmaitza. There were people, simple people, apparently lived in the city of Skola in Medinas Poilim. The father's name was Abi Yosef HaKoyen, and he's described as an ani meduka ma'oid, that loy hayalai koyach, didn't have the ability to dress his children during the winter. That's what he was. And yet, they hired a malamed for these two children. And the story that's printed in one of the Shef Shmaitz, in the oldest print, the mother had to wash the children's clothing, but they didn't have a change, they didn't have a second set. So she'd always do, she would take the children and put them under a blanket and hide them, no one should see what's happening. One day the Malamed comes to pick up his Talmidim, knocks on the door, and he asks the father, where are your children? He goes, Taka, where are the children? So the wife was embarrassed, he goes, they don't have clothing, what can we do? They're under the covers. And he gives a yell, Vos eis, the Malamed's waiting. Rabbeisi took the jacket off his back, which is massively bigger than the children, as they state. He put it on both of them together. You hear? He put his jacket on both children together, and he carried them to the cheder, and that's the way they learned that day. You hear the story, you're moved. You're moved beyond words. Look what it meant, a father. Imagine a father carrying children, and they're only wearing his jacket. And that's the way you took them to cheder. And we see the gevaldig yisraelis. Rabbi Yosef, look at him, what his wife were. They only had one set of clothing, but all the money went to pay the malamed, right? We saw Yidin. I was zeichet to Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky. He told me when he was a younger man, he also had only one set of clothing. And his wife would wash the shirt, the cover Shabbos. He would have to wear his kapata. But you know what my yisraelis really was? This weren't a younger man that knew what Torah was. This is a father that had little children. And the only thing he had in his mind, he takes off his jacket to carry his two children to cheder. Talk about Mesiras Nefesh to Torah. What a whole new dimension, what a whole new understanding, what a whole new reality in Ahavas HaTorah. And you wonder, he wasn't Nefesh HaGoyin, he was a Balabas. And this is the Yachas to Torah. How could a person do that? You know the answer, Rabbi Say? You know why he did that? Because it was worth it. This person understood it's worth the price to pay the children to learn Torah. Thousands of Yidin v'chol dar v'dar gave away their last pruta because they felt it's worth it. Not only his father, the Panovich Rav, would say he once came to Cincinnati and he was very impressed by a balabas that showed givaldi ahavas haTorah, and even asked him, "Tell me, what's up? I see you have tremendous love for Torah." So the Yid cracked, "Yichagat agreisa Rebbe in ahavas haTorah." So you know, we were born in a little shtetl in Litta. My father barely earned a living. And we are four of us, four boys, and the only thing that he spent his money was the malamed for us. Each was a ruble, he had to pay 4 rubles for the malamed. And he said, believe me, there were times that there was no money in the house, and he would sell the leichter, he would sell his watch, but the malamed had to be paid. Until Vayayayim, there was nothing left in the house to sell. He owed 4 rubles, and the mother goes, what's going to be? So my father tells my mother, don't worry, after Shabbos we'll take care of it. And the boy, this man who was then a boy, said, our last possession was a cow that gave us milk. The only thing we had was this cow that gave milk. And someday my father and mother walked the 10 kilometers to sell the cow. They come a few hours later. With 8 rubles, they sold our last possession. And my father proudly takes the 8 rubles and wraps it up and gives it to me. Give it to your Melamed. 4 I owe, and 4 is for the next month. Give it to the Melamed. And he looks at the Panevich Rav. You want to know why I have Epizava Satoya? Ichagata Greiser Ebedesu. And again, you wonder who was this? Is a simple Balabas with simple children, not Gidoyle Oilam. Because it was worth it, Rabbi Isai. They were Yidden that lived. Kol Chafasecha La Yishvuva. Nothing in this world comes to Tavar Torah. And you don't wonder, why do I say this today? Baruch Hashem, we have what to live. We don't have matzavim, so we have to put our jacket on our children. Because I believe this story is halacha l'maisa. I believe this story is a yesoid, or better yet, this is a hakdama for someone that wants to be oyla b'har Hashem. And that's the kinyan that has to precede the kinyanei Torah, which is called chavivas haTorah. Which is called Chashiva Satoira, Ahava Satoira, to know what it means of our Torah. If we see what Yidin B'chol Dar V'Dar were willing to give up for the Var Torah, that's a kinyan of Torah, to have the love for Torah. The Goyin writes, the beginning of Peah, the Mishnah says, all the different mitzvahs, V'salmet Torah Keneged Kulam. Frag the Goyin, the Mishnah is telling us halacha l'maisa. Eilu dvarim she'ein lam shia, peya, bikurim. Everything is halacha l'maisa, practical halacha. What is the nafkamina of the Talmud Torah kineged kulam? In Yenev Velt, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is so choshev, but what's the negeya in this world? Zucht is the Goyin v'zeh l'chein kotshoi. It is halacha l'maisa. What is the halacha l'maisa of the Talmud Torah kineged kulam? That Torah is bigger than all mitzvahs. La'hayraish etzarich ha'adam ma'oid ma'oid l'chabeib es ha'Torah. Goyim's every word was gesailed, and here he writes it a second time, ma'oid ma'oid l'chabeib es ha'Torah. Wise of the Goyim, look at the Mishnah. So many mitzvahs, tayag mitzvahs, but we know the Talmud Torah kineged kulam, and like the Yishalmi says, kol chafasecha la'yishvuva. That's what you have to learn. That's the kinyan of Torah that we have to take out from this chazal. And there were Yidden that were willing to give up their last penny, Rabbi Sai. They were willing to give up their last penny for Torah because they understood kol chafasecha la'yishvuva. If all the mitzvahs together kum nishtuta avar Torah, so is it a chiddush that I give the shirt off my back for Torah? And it's not only his learning, because it's a Chayshin's learning. It's any Yid that zaycha to learn Amar Abaya. You know, sometimes I say, our biggest problem is we underestimate what we really are. Rav Shlomo Hyman used to say, it's printed in the back of Chelik Beis. A historian of Tzadik Goyim became Rosh Yeshiva in Syria and Mitzrayim. So he appealed to all the Balabatim to contribute to the Yeshiva. And one of the greatest Ashirim pledged to give the money for the Aron Kodesh. He wanted the best of the best. He wanted the Kodesh, the Kedoshim. He wants to give money for the Aron. And he traveled with a big sum of money, and he came. He realized he was too late. Someone chapped him off. And he was very broken. He lost the opportunity. So Rabbi Goyin says, I have a different opportunity for you. I also have something that's also Kodesh, Kedoshim. And he said, you know, this Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpeh. Torah Shebiksav, the Aron HaKodesh, we know, is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But in Torah Shebalpeh, you know what Kodesh HaKadoshim, he said, and his Lashon Rav Shlomo quotes, when Yeshiva Bacher is learning, that's Kodesh HaKadoshim. So I bazoi, the stand is Kodesh HaKadoshim. The chairs are Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rabbi Yid, you still have the opportunity to invest in the greatest part of the Yeshiva, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's what we have to take out. That's the attitude that we have to see what it means of our Torah. The Beis Medrash that we learned that was zoicha to be in, the Torah that was zoicha to learn, that's Kodesh HaKadoshim. If we would really feel the tchus of Shifti B'Reis Hashem, maybe so many of our problems that we have wouldn't be really problems. The pasuk in the beginning of the Chukaisai, when it starts the Teichach of the Klolis, the pasuk says, "Imlei Sishmuli, v'lei Sasu es Kol Hamitzvos." To the Rechayim Hakadosh's wonders, it didn't say "Im Pishmuli." That now it says "Imlei Sishmuli." What does it mean "Imlei Sishmuli"? We never find the lashon Shmi and Parshas Chukaisai. Zok the Rechayim. Sishma does not mean listen in this context. It means havana. If you imloi sishmuli means if you don't understand what it means Torah. And then the Rechayim HaKadosh says words that are just amazing. And he says that's what's shot in the pasuk. People are going to derech leitayv. You know what their problem is? Loi sishmuli. And I'll read you the lashon. Ki bevadai. Im yasik adam, chelik echad, even one fraction, miarevus, yedidus, neimus, metzikus. It's hard to type those words, but lashon of ahava, of chiba, of chesivus of Torah, and not chesivus of Torah, of anaf mi anfe or elyon, a fraction of the true time in Torah. Zok the Arachayim Bait, the Yivas Beliba, he yoyt for Oilam Azeh, Melech Malcha Emlochim. He would give up the opportunity of being the king of all kings, just Ba'ad Kiya Mitzvah Achas. Because it would be a narishkeit to be a Melech Malcha Emlochim if he had the opportunity to learn the Halakha Torah. And that's the Psak in Vaisish movie. You don't understand what that means Avor Torah. That's the mesikas of Torah that's waiting for each and every one of us. Like the Rechayim HaKadosh and Parshki Savoy, he ties to the pasuk v'samachta v'chol ha-toiv. It's not just toiv, it's kol ha-toiv, quintessential toiv. What is kol toiv? Zok the Rechayim HaKadosh, kol toiv is Torah, because ain't toiv ala Torah. Shema yipnei adam magishin, the mesikas v'arevus toiv ha-toirah, they would run after it, mishugana hate, v'lo yechshav b'neihem, v'lo oylam chesed, v'zov l'me'uma, ki ha-toyre koyleles kol toyvei sheba'oylam. That's the Rabbosei, the secret of success. And that's the answer to all our problems, and that's the yates of every solution. It's called chavivus ha-toyre. It's called the Tzomachta B'chol HaToiv. And Meir Shapiro used to say, looking back his life, what he accomplished to a great extent was a few words that his mother said. Also, ironically about a Malamed, he once asked his mother, she gave so much of her money for the Malamed, "Mama, what for? It's so much money." So the words that she said pierced his heart, and she said, "Ah, Kleina Karbin." And he said those words used to burn in his heart, and that gave him the impetus to be the Rav Meir Shapiro that he was. Because whatever matzav he was, in any situation he was, he would say, "Zakleinik karbin, it's a kleinigkeit for zagreis the Torah." We look around and we see Yidden, big Yidden, simple Yidden, giving it all up for the Bar Torah. You know why, Rabbosei? Because looking at this whole world, they had the foresight, they had the perspective, "Ein lanu chefetz toiv ela ato." It's worth giving the jacket and taking my two children to Yecheza. It's worth giving my last 4 rubles because there's nothing else in life. There were Yidden, simple Yidden, that understood, that fully understood what it says in Avos Avnos in the beginning of Perek Chaf Ches. Ein lecha ahava ki ahava satoira. And you ask the Yid, Yid, how could you sell your last possession? And you know what he would say? Ein li chayfet, I have nothing else. What else is life worth living for? That's what the message of that medrash is. A person has to have the right chavivas and chashivas for the Dvar Torah. You know, sometimes a person's in a matzav, I'll live without it. If something more important, he'll give more for it. But for life itself, we can't live without it. The pasuk Lo Bashamayim He is Halacha L'Maisa for every day of our lives. That's the Hagdama to Steiging in Torah. It's called Chashivas HaTorah. It's called Chavivas HaTorah. It's the fire that has to burn in the Yiddish and the Shema. Whatever the matzav in any situation, it's as a klein of carbon for the grace of Torah. And Chazal was saying, yes, it's true, it's practical Halacha L'Maisa. If it would be in Shemayim, we'd have to go after it. Aye, it's not true, it's not shaykh, but it's the perspective, it's the attitude, it's the yachas that I could live without my cow, I could live without this, I could live without that, but I can't live without life itself. And Chazal was saying, just like a person's life in danger, what wouldn't he go for? What wouldn't he try? Because Medaf Levin, that's the attitude that you have to have with Torah HaKadosha. Well-known Marbet Torah once told me, you see today Nevach, a yeshiva bach that ends up Rachman Rasan on the streets, a lost soul wandering aimlessly in the street, another neshama that Nevach Parchais Ba'avir, it's because they were never zeichet to a tamen Torah. And if they would have, they wouldn't end up in this shol tachtiyot. And I told them, Rabbi Yid, you're right. But a long time ago, there was an Arachayim HaKadosh that said this. Because the Arachayim HaKadosh says, Im lai tishmuli, if you don't have that, Nebuch, look what the size could be. But if you have the proper Havana, then Yivas Be'ena, there's nothing but Kumsuta Avar Torah. I heard more than once from experts in the field of Kirav Echaikim that the best way to be Mekarev a totally fry a Yid, give him a Geshmak in a Blat Gemara. No drushes, let him understand and enjoy the Blat Gemara. And again I said, that's an old story, because that's what the Arachayim HaKadosh writes in Parshas Ki Tzavoi. The Arachayim HaKadosh says the Metzias that we see thousands of times in our times. They'll be willing to give it all up because this is the Chol Tov. And I can only tell you, with a little bit of experience and a lot of ahava, if there's one kinyan that's so important to you in these days, it's to be kinda a chavivus, a chashivus for Torah. Because that's the prelude to a life of simchas Torah. The Gemara says in Menachos, Yosi HaBavli was told a new chiddush, and he became so happy, he was ecstatic almost. And Reb Lezer ben Shemua started crying when he saw, look at this, as Adreis HaGoyen, and he heard one new chiddush, look how he became a ois mensch. And he said, on Yosi HaBavli, Ashreichem Talmidei Chachamim, Shedivri HaTorah Chavivim Aleichem B'Yosi. How lucky is a Lomid Torah, look at the Ahavas HaTorah, that gushes forth from within. And the Koral of HaMikra Hazem, or Hafti Torah Secha, Kol Hayomi Sichasi. That's the life that we all have to look forward to. Like the Chazon Ish writes in a letter, Olayim Torah is ba'oinik shasuim kol hayoyim. David Finkel, the Chayim Levarach, used to say, he once went to speak to Brisker Rav, and it was a very rare occasion. It was a big blizzard in Yerushalayim, and he was sure no one else would be there. And he comes to the Brisker Rav's house, there's someone jumping in front of the house. Couldn't imagine why someone jumping, maybe to keep himself warm. He goes closer, and Dalton states Rav Shach, the Chayim Levarach, and he asks him, what are you jumping? What's, you can't get into the house? Knock on the door. The Brisker Rav will open the door. He thought maybe he wanted to keep warm, to keep the circulation going. He says, nay, just finish it, the Brisker Rav. So he asked Rav Shiva, so why are you jumping in the snow? He said, I'm not jumping, I just heard a chiddush from Brisker Rav. How could I not dance? How could I not dance if I heard a chiddush from Brisker Rav? When I saw this story, I understood what Rashi means. Rashi in Tilim Taitz is a pasuk, Sasa Naichi Alam Rasecha Kemoisi Sholo Rav. So we think it means you finish Shas and Paiskim. Zot Rashi al achas mi imrei secha asumim kishanei meivin va sos anoichi. That's the, what the Gemara means, ashreichem tamidei chachamim. Well, there's so much to say, Rabbi, there's so much to say what Yidin that our eyes were zoicha to see. With the experience of ashreichem tamidei chachamim. Baruch Sirotkin tells the Rashid, his Adam, he's telling over the story. And had he not been an Adri, I wouldn't believe it. But he learned, he was learning once with the Shver, and he was in Tapshin Chavalis, and he got a letter, an express letter, which wasn't rare, but Baruch was Nechani Askin. He opens the letter, it was an emergency. He reads it, dryly, reads it, folds it, puts it in his pocket, and the Vosef shot in Toysis. They thought, no, like one of the many times. Later he realized what was the content of that letter. In Tavshin Chafal, if Baruch wasn't feeling well, they went to a big specialist for different tests, and he saw with his own eyes the content of that letter. It was written by one of the doctors that Baruch had seen. The person wrote it very dryly, very matter-of-factly, with no heresy, with no sensitivity. Kamat this lashon. You have a very serious, Baruch, a very serious form of cancer. There's no way to treat it medically. And unless there's a miracle, there's only a few days, or at most a few weeks, that you have left to live. And he looked back, in retrospect, he couldn't believe it. Here you have a person that literally read his death sentence, and he closed it and puts it back, and only he's interested in Vazot Taisvis. This Rabbeisi is one of the pshatim, one of the many pshatim, in what it means. Lulei Tairos Chashashuai. This is one of the many pshatim in Eitz Chayim Hila Machazikim, but Tairos Chios Alein. Great people, simple people. And this is the kinyan of Nagila Vanismachava. Rabbi Yochanan Levavitch used to say, Yidua, there are four categories in the Bria. The Daimim say Meya, Chai, Medava. And the Kuzri, Kedarka, he said there's a fifth, Ayid. Zot Rabbi Yochanan, Ayich Zog, there's a sixth category. And that's an Amole Torah. And that's someone was harvest of Torah. I don't know if he had the hecher of pshatim, but I think there's a pshat that we could understand. Each category is not just different than the previous one. Each category is so different that the one preceding it has no understanding, klalu klal, what the other one is. A daimim actually can't understand what it means, semeyach. And semeyach, which is a living but doesn't understand what a chai is, and an animal doesn't understand what a human is. And like the deacon said, a goy certainly doesn't understand what a yid is. And then there's a sixth category that's very much similar to the previous five. It's a category that nobody could understand unless you experience it. There's a category, the sixth category in the Bria, that it's radically different than even the yid and even the medaber. And that's someone that's living a life of Ashrei Misha Moli B'Torah. Do I have to explain this? Try to tell a guy that there was a person living in this world that took his jacket on his two children, and that's why he brought them to Cheder. He won't believe it. He can't begin to understand it because he doesn't understand what Tayli Tayas Picha is all about. He doesn't understand that it's all a kleiner carbon fazad rice to Taya. Try to tell a guy what it means, a person selling his last possession and no longer having milk to feed his children. He can't begin to understand that because he doesn't know what it means, Kitaib Sakra Mikol Schaira. Try to tell a guy in Taya that there was an Adam Godla Nukola Taya Kula, but he heard a Chiddush and Brisker Rav. He started dancing in the snow. Can't understand it. He won't begin to understand what you're talking about. And yet we know, we see thousands of Yidden in our time that are giving it all up for the Dvar Hashem. Thousands of Bali Tshuva, by Rav Alechem, by Shomel Amoyim, Kiyim L'Shmoyes Dvar Hashem. And you wonder, how do I explain that to a guy? You can't explain that to a guy. But that's a madrega that even a medab and even a yid, a fry yid, can't understand it. Try to tell a guy, a baron once, in the middle of the Shia, he would burst out, mekem shikha ben from the mesikus from them sugya. Shikha? A baron was shikha from Ahavas HaTorah. But a guy would understand that. Try to tell a guy there was a yid that lived in our time that literally read his death sentence on a paper and his only concern was what shot him Tyson's parrot. He can't understand it because he doesn't know la'olam la'eshkach pikudecha kivam chisani. That's our chiyus. And we could go on and on, but the secret of Netzach Yisrael lo yishoker, the secret why there's a Yiddishkeit today and historians have long wondered, it doesn't make sense. How did Yiddishkeit survive every galus? You know why historians don't understand it? Because they can't understand there's a new type of Bria that's called Amalei Torah. And they don't understand Kivam Chisani. And the Chaldar Vador, great people and simple people, gave the shirt up the back to the Var Torah. And this I tell you as a good tachava. This is your most important kinyan in these days. It's called Ahavas HaTorah, Chavivas HaTorah. Pam Zecharno Levracha would speak about his kashrus with Torah, being one with Torah, being mekusha with Torah, inseparable of Torah. And that's the halacha lemaisa of this pasuk Lo b'shamayim hi. To feel the yachas that without Torah I would go up to Shemayim. It's lo yitzur. It's not lo yitzur. It's every morning and every day and every night. The yachas is kivam chisani. And the Chazon Ish writes in a letter, Aleph Gimel, Min harayu lechabel tachbulay. Person has to have plans and strategies. Eich liknayz es hasmadas alimut. That's your most important thing in these days, in the yeshiva days. To be kind of a mesikus in Torah. To be another one of those thousands. Ashreichem talmidei chachamim shedivrei haTorah chavivim aleichem b'yoysa. To realize in every matzif, in any situation, as challenging and difficult as it may be, but it's all a kleiner karbin, has a grace of our Torah. And you know what has to, we have to understand? Nobody is born with a habit of Torah. I was lovely to see our Moshe Feinstein, Zechayna Levracha. Not only the Paisik Hadar, but the Moshe was the Masmin Hadar. And someone once asked him, were you born with Hasmada? And Moshe chuckled. I worked on that, he said. That, Rabbeisai, is something that we have to be focused on. To be kind of this midah nisgava of Ahavas HaTorah. Because really, it's there. It's in the Yiddish and Neshama. It's so much part of it. We say in davening, in the Birchas HaShachar, Shetagileinu b'soyer HaSecha. So in the Siddur Hagra teaches, Ki nefesh Yisraeli yesh l'ratzen u'tshuka l'ilmei Torah. intrinsically in the Yiddish in the summer, there's a tremendous chesik, an unquenchable thirst for Torah. Umisharagel belimit a Torah, masik is a tzuka atzuma v'chesik niflah. It's there, perhaps it's surface deep, but it's there. And every day we daven, we should have the regilas to feel the simchas a Torah. How are you kind of ahavas HaTorah? Recently I found the Metziah Gedoyla. I couldn't wait to share it with the Yoylam. She's a Choshev HaSefer, Chosin Yeshua, written by the Rav and tells, come out 150 years ago, Sefer Yochum Ha'oid. The whole Sefer, in his own words, was written to help a person overcome the struggles in learning and to achieve ahavas HaTorah. And in Perik Aleph, right in the beginning, he says clearly, the difficulty in Asmada, lo yarichu lo yomim boy. But the Meshech Hazman, when a person works on Asmada, he will be koined. And these are the words I want you to hear. Why? Hinei ahergel. V'schus ha-toyrish shalomit v'tzar. It's the hergel. And the schus of learning when it's hard. Yiful boy lahachlef tivoy ulaamish kibasa yoim yoim. To the extent, Zok says, that after a while, the hardest thing to do, Zok the Chayt and Yeshua, the hardest thing is to close the Gemara. And that's the Pshat v'achrisa yizgema oid. And he says that's Pshat in the Pasik loy bashamayim. I thought it was so ironic. That's the halacha l'maisa of this pasuk that to us was so mysterious, but we explained it so simply. It's a lesson, it's a chiyuv in steiging in ahavas haTorah. And as he says, it's not so hard. It's the hergel and the schus haTorah shalaymit b'tzar. And I can only tell you from my own experience what I've seen. I continue to see there are hundreds and thousands. And Rav Moshe Feinstein B'soichem that could attest the authenticity of this statement. That no one is born with Ahavas HaTorah, but the hergel and the schus of learning when it's not Gishmak, that's the way you koina the achrisa yizgem ha'oid. And I once spoke to a parent that the child was one of those that were almost on the brink, and which I told him he should dive in and do things, and one day you'll see, you'll come back to me, the only problem is you can't stop him, he's overdoing it, which is no good, Rabbi. He said never overdo it, Rachman al-Islam. But you'll tell me your biggest problem with your son is he's overdoing it. And they looked at me, and you could read the expression on the face, like the desperation, the despair, the hopeless feeling, like wishful thinking. My son's going to overdo it. He doesn't open a sefer. And I tell you, I'm not magazin. A few months later, they came back to me and they said, you know how he's learning, but we can't stop him. He's not sleeping at night. He's not exercising at night. And I reminded them very politely, remember I told this to you once? Remember I told you that's what's going to happen? But it's not my chiddush. Because long ago the Chayis and Yeshua said, Tachi Darkish Al Torah, Reishita Mitzar. There are struggles in the beginning, but V'achrisa Yizgem Ha'oid. Yeshiva Bachim have to understand that sometimes when it's hard to learn, when they're experiencing the Kalas Cholish Kashais, you have to understand Kalas Cholish Kashais is not a tzara gedoyla. It's not a klala, but it's a seder. It's a sequence, it's a procedure that every person has to follow. It's the sequel of being kind of the schutz of ahavas haTorah. It's what the Chayin Yeshua says, it's the learning mitaychatchak that brings that unquenchable thirst of Torah. How unfortunate it is when we see someone that decides, yes, this is going to be my zman. This is going to be the summer that I'm waiting for. I'm going to learn like my brother learns the Sitzkiyas Mada. I'm going to be like my Chavrusa, my Chava. And they really, really decide, that's it, this is going to be the Zman. And they really mean it. And after a few days, they realize, for him it's easy. I'm struggling, I can barely breathe. And they realize, you know, it's just not for me. I tried, I really wanted. They're making a silly mistake. Because that's the Kachi Darkishel Torah. Each time, each second Seder comes, that you don't have a cheshek to learn, that's a stepping stone. That's a golden building block in building what it means, what Chazal say, Sos Anoichi Al Imrasecha. And every night say that a person doesn't have a Seder to be on, doesn't have the cheshek to come on time, and he decides, no, I have to do it, while the Ebishtek Yehasin. That brings you a step closer to living that life of Ashe Misha Moli B'Torah. It's the combination, it's the hergel of doing what you have to do with the schus of learning Mitoy Chatzchak. That brings you to the ultimate goal of Ashreichem Talmidei Chachomim. And each opportunity is a step closer to realizing what Chazal promised us. Ki toiv yoyim b'chatzarecha me'yelef. Like Rashi says, even a day in Bismedjish is better than 1,000 years in Mokam Acha. These are Kinyonei Torah. Every matzib that there isn't a cheshik is another opportunity. Naturally, it's kedai, it's advisable, it's recommendable to learn svarim that speak about the godless of Torah. Sifrei Musa, Sifrei Yira, whatever talks to your neshama, whatever touches your heart, learn from time to time svarim. Take out an Nefesh HaChaim in Shaar Dalet, what he speaks about Torah, a person who could become shikla from Ahavas HaTorah. What it means, the Vara Torah by the Eivishter. Naturally, there's an Eitzah Pshutza that we have in our hands of davening for a Cheshik. Yes, you're allowed to, you're supposed to daven for a Cheshik in Torah. You know, I always say, imagine a bacha turns to the Eibishter and with tmimis and with sincerity says, Tata, I want to love what you love so much. Tata in Himmel, I want to love what you want us to love. Do you think that tefillah will go unanswered? A yid is only bakasha is ein lanu chepetz ela atah. How chashiv, how cherished, how precious that tefillah is in Shemayim. And you don't have to make up your own neschoyz. I once pointed out, doik v'tishka. How many things we say daily. The whole bracha of Aharev, the Rishonim explained. What's the bracha of Aharev? It's a bracha, it's a tefillah on the sikas of Torah. That we should have the arevus of Torah that ultimately, by mishtagin u'mislatin achareha. Ashrei Yosef Eisech, look at the bracha Ahava Soilam, how the Yiddish Neshama could soar when he says all these words. Mamish as if he's ungechapa in hysteria, the same Belibeinu, Lilmaidu Lamish, and Avinu Avarachman, Amirachim, Rachim, Aleinu, he loses himself. Every day we say that, we lose ourselves because we know Ein Lanu Chepetz Ela Atah, there's nothing else worth living for. And that's why you find such a loss of terms. Avinu, Ava, Rachman, Amirachim, Rachim, Aleinu. There's so much in our tefillah by morning at night. These are some of the kinyonim, but the yikr, what's so important in these days, Tayre Chaverai, in these days, is the perik of kinyan HaTorah, is Chavivas HaTorah. Because once you have that, a person is gliklich developed. Rav Shach was once learning the sugya of Eideu Atal Aleim, a sugya above Messiah. And the Bochum said you could see the Masikas, you could see the Geshmak all over, you could, it permeated the air, you could touch it in the air in the Beis Medrash. And then he stopped. And he goes, I have a great Tikasha, I have a big Tasha. There's so much Masikas in the Black Gemara. There's so much Geshmak in Avar Torah. How could there be a person in this world that doesn't learn? And you could see it bothered him more than a kasha on the Rashi and Taisi. How could a person not learn Torah? That's the Mizogin, they didn't never learn. Okay, I understand. Opposite the yeshiva light that learned, and now they don't have that chesik. Vikenda Zayin. And it bothered him more than it bothered him a kasha on the Rambam. How could it be a person doesn't chaperein every opportunity? And then he stopped and he was thinking at gemutzer of the kasha. And he said, I know the pshat. They were in yeshiva. They did learn, but they weren't koina mesikus in Torah. And that's why if there's a problem, they lose it. But once someone has the arevis, if he has the gishmak, it's a kinyan that's blight of avik. That's the avoider avoisai in these days. To daven from mesikus at Torah. To learn about the godless of Torah. To learn what it means of our Torah. And the yikka to use every opportunity. Every time a person learns, even if it's not so gishmak, is another kinyan that brings a person closer to a life, to an endless life of Ashrei Mi Shamor Batoyra.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.hl.com